Yes, this is my first broadcast, and I would like to share my journey, my journey so far as an embedded engineer, how it all started, and how I got to this point, and how I was able to understand, like I was able to know a lot as an embedded engineer. To being one of the best embedded software engineers from Nigeria or in Nigeria, I'll be sharing all my story. It all started in 2010. Yeah, it started in 2010, in the year 2010, because I finished my secondary school. From where I came from, we call it secondary school. I finished my secondary school in 2009, so. At that moment, at that point, I was confused on what to do with my life because the next thing I should be focusing on was going to, into the university and like writing exams and going into the university, which is going to take maybe another 1 year. So I have 1 year to sit at home doing nothing. Or just waiting for tutorials, classes to be live so that I can actually join one. During this period, there was nothing. Like I came from a very poor family, so there was nothing in my family to like. So I can't be sitting down. So all I did was to look for a job. So I was actually being paid less than in Nigerian it's 5,000 naira in Nigeria. That is it's less than let me say $20 per month. So I was actually managing that, and there was this particular day that I was just sitting like this. This is a story you won't see on the internet. I've never written because there's no way I could write about this. The only way I can talk about, the only way I can actually pass this message, my story across, is through this voice note. So I was there was I was working, and. There was this particular day that I was sitting. The whole story changed. My whole life changed in just 1 day, and I'll tell you. I'll explain to you what I mean by that. I was working with my mom's at my mom's friend's place. That is where I was being paid less than $20 per month. So, I used to have a friend that we both went to the same secondary school. They used to see me as the genius type when I was in secondary school. So everybody used to like, they used to compete. All my friends that are close to me, they used to compete with me. They want to be sure that there are some things that I don't know. Because when you are in secondary school, they believe you know everything. So after my daily work, I went to visit my friend, and he started telling me about somebody, a small boy that built a robot. If this in those days, robotic vehicles, all this that packs that take sound and everything, they were popular in those days. So he started telling me all these things that I only know the theory. I only know how to like cram your whole textbook and write it down. And so he was trying to challenge me at that point. So I was motivated, like I was inspired. He was trying to challenge me. At the same time, he was trying to mock me. But that statement actually, that statement actually changed my life. So that same day, when I go back home, that evening, I go back home. That same day, my mom told me, "Oh, my cousins, they built inverter," and I was like, "What is inverter? I've never heard about inverter before in my life." She said, "They turn the inverter on when there is no light, and it generates electricity to the whole house." And I was like, "Is that even possible?" I was like, "Is that even possible?" And I started making my findings. In those days, early 2010 in Nigeria, there was nothing like mobile phone. There was nothing like smartphone. We only have Nokia. Like I couldn't even afford to buy Nokia. I couldn't afford to buy a Nokia phone. All I was using, I wasn't. Yeah, all I was using was the second hand. We call it second hand phone in the place where I came from. So it's a used phone, you know, that I bought with my first salary. You understand? I bought it with my first salary, and so I was able to Google what does it mean? What does it really mean? What does it really mean in Vata? So I started seeing things that were so strange to me in Transformer. That was the first time because when I was in secondary school, my best subject was chemistry. I never had interest in electronics. My best subject was chemistry. I knew a lot about especially organic chemistry. You know, organic chemistry was my best. So I thought of it. I said, I wanted to even go into the university, I was going to study petrochemical or to become a pharmacist. So that was my major line of focus. It's not like I was born to become an embedded, you know, a genius embedded software engineer. It all started, you know, and I think in 2010, I was 18 years old. I was 18 years old in 2010, so I was pretty very young also. So I think my age was also an advantage to me. My age and my passion, like there's a lot of things you would learn in this process. And that is why I decided to share the story of my life, of my journey so far as an embedded software engineer. So there were two things that I had as an advantage. It was my age. I was very young. At the same time, my passion. So don't get me wrong, I had disadvantages also. Disadvantages I had was that I was from a very poor home. There are a lot of things I can't even afford. So, and I want you to see where there are some spiritualities, like there are some things that come up in the spiritual that we can't even understand. And that was what happened to me. So I started to like go good. So that was the first time I heard about Transformer. I was like, it wasn't clear because I couldn't find enough information on the internet back then. So I was only told if I can get a USPS transformer, then I already have an inverter. So I started looking for how to get in transformer. I don't think I've opened UPS before that time, you know. The environment I came from, there was nothing like technology. Nobody was even looking into that chapter. So there was this fateful day after I made my findings and all that. Nothing worked. So there was this something just after a few days, something came to my mind and told me why, like every time I'm on my way to, like if I have to go to where I work on a daily basis, there's a place I used to pass through, a street, and in that street they do something like electronics. So I used to see, whenever I'm coming back in the night, I used to see like kind of a big signboard saying home of world of technology. Yeah, so I was like, let me even check that place out. Let me check it out. Let me see what they do over there. So when I got to that place, I was told they build inverter. I was shocked. And, you know, I was told they just moved about a week ago from that place to another shop, yeah, another office. And I was like, I was discouraged. Like, why is it that it is when I wanted to learn something, why is it that it was that time they moved? Then I don't know where somebody came out from. Somebody just came out. It was in the night. Somebody just came out from nowhere and he just told me that they moved to somewhere. Like, he just described the place for me. And that person is also one of the people that changed my life. Because if that person haven't told me where they moved to, I wouldn't have been in embedded electronics world today. So I moved from there. I moved from there to the place where the person described that same night. And when I got to the place, I was like, yes, this is it. This is what I'm looking for. Like, you know, one thing about your dreams, one thing about discovering yourself is that you will know when you find what you love to do, what you are destined to become, what you are created for. When you find it, you would know. So my first statement that night, which was that was 10 years ago, almost 11 years now, was yes, this is it. Because my mom, or the kind of mentality we had back then, was studying, you know, after going to the university, get an office job, you know, raise a family. That was the mentality. There was nothing like software programming. Nobody was talking about software programming. Nobody was talking about hardware designs, circuit design. You know, I'm just trying to give you a picture of where I was coming from. So that was the first time I had my first encounter, that was the first time I discovered what I really wanted to become. And it all happened. It happened in early 2010. I think it was around January. It was so early. So I was in my second voice note, I'll be sharing what happened after then, and how did I become the best, you know, one of the best, you know. So I'll tell you how I rapidly grew from that level within 10 years, you know, and what I'm doing, you understand, to keep growing to the next level, because technology keeps changing. So I'll be sharing those in the next pod, because if my first two voice note will be focused on my journey in embedded systems, how I was able to get to this level. Then the third episode would focus more on tricks and, you know, maybe training on embedded system, things. I'll be sharing some few things. Then my other episode will also focus on things generally about life, how to actually manage life, how to actually get professional, you know. I'll be sharing a lot more about that. So let me know in the comment, let me know if you enjoy this podcast, and let me also share if there's anything else you would want me to talk about that it's going to help you in the area of programming. Yeah, I'll be talking more of programming, embedded C and everything. So I hope you enjoy it. Please like and share. All right, thank you.